7:45 at Rochester's Good Morning on KROC AM. You know, it's been a while since we've heard from anyone from the Rochester Downtown Alliance. It's been, what, 2 days?
About 2 days.
About yeah, 2 days.
Friday.
But the ladies were in on Friday to talk about the dogs downtown. How did that event go?
Oh, man, Rich, let me tell you. Dogs came and went, but it was a howling good time. I mean, it was something amazing.
You were up all weekend thinking about that one.
It was a huge turnout. Right at 11 o'clock, it was boom. Every single, I think, dog owner in Rochester descended in downtown.
Wow.
And they were on the plaza having a really good time. It was really cool to be at an event where everyone was just smiling and having a really good time.
Do you have a lot of good pictures on your website, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we'll have those up today, actually. Even on social media, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, the whole thing. Just people sharing really great times downtown. And again, just a lot of smiling people. And it was just really cool to see that.
Good. And the weather was perfect.
The weather was great. Last year was in the high 90s, so it was really hot. Dog days of summer.
Get certainly
it? Yeah. But yesterday it wasn't too bad, and it was even great because even if you weren't like right downtown, you're walking down some of the side streets or outside of the core here, you still saw a lot of people walking around on the sidewalks, at the restaurants, at the patios with their dogs. It was really lively, very vibrant all throughout the entire day. So even if you weren't in the center of the city, it was just alive, and there were just a lot of people and pets and having a good time.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks. And I want to say thank you to our presenting partner, Clement Subaru, because we would not be able to do it without their help. And we truly thank them for
excellent.
It. Excellent. Yeah.
All right. Way to go, Clement Subaru.
Yes. So dogs has come and gone, and now we have only 3 Thursdays left.
That's it.
Wow.
Yes. The summer's just going by way too fast.
Seems like
we were
going.
Just talking about what's coming up this year on Thursdays on First. And well, we are looking forward to maybe a little better weather this time. You had to cancel last week. And
yeah.
I was telling Carly and
Laura?
Laura
yeah.
on Friday that when I left here at about 12:45 or so, I'm thinking, you know, it was nice.
Yeah.
Sun was still shining. And why did they cancel?
Yeah.
they must be getting a little nervous about this one. And then I got home, fixed a burger on the grill, and sat down, started to eat, and then it got real dark. And
yeah.
Now they're going, whoosh.
Yeah. Like you blink your eye, and all of a sudden,
you know,
bam,
you start relying on the forecast, and most of the time, 60% of the time, they're 40% accurate.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
And this time they nailed it.
Yeah. And it's with the event, too, it's tough because it doesn't just take 5 minutes to set it up and tear it down.
Right.
It takes hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make that judgment call, and it can be really tough, but obviously safety is our number one priority.
And plus, so, you got another Thursday.
What's that?
Plus, you got another Thursday.
Oh, yeah. There's three more to go. You can
talking to somebody whose band was planning on, or their son's band was going to be playing on Thursdays on First, and they had to cancel, but then they had a little impromptu later on concert in their own yard or
awesome
park or whatever it was, and just sent out a message on Facebook, and boom, they had
a
lot of people there.
We've heard a few places downtown even taking a couple bands that were supposed to play that couldn't. They have an impromptu jam session or just a show, and then people just go there. So there's definitely places to go and
stuff still happens downtown.
Oh yeah.
All right. So what else we got coming up?
There's a lot actually. First off, today's a big day for those fashion lovers out there. Style in the Plaza tickets are on sale today. Those usually sell out pretty quickly. So if you're interested in downtown Rochester's premier fall fashion show, Style in the Plaza, you want to grab those. They're available on downtownrochestermn.com. You can purchase those right there from the website. So happening. Style in the Plaza is September 15th, right here in downtown Rochester. So that's kind of a big deal for those that are very interested in style.
All right. So always just go to the website, downtownrochestermn.com.
Yep. And then also, if you are a fan of movie nights, we have our last Movies in the Park, Disney's Inside Out. That is going to be August 20th. So not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
How come not this Saturday?
We do two times a month. So
oh, okay.
It's, yeah, probably like it's kind of comes out to like every other Saturday.
All right.
But, you know, depending on how successful it is, we may move to more than just every other Saturday. But we actually moved to Central Park this year, and people seem to like it a lot. So.
Working out pretty well so far.
Yeah, it's a great free family night.
I haven't seen that movie yet, Inside Out.
You should come check it out.
Last week was Beethoven.
Yes. Yeah. In conjunction with Dogs Downtown. Get it. Yes.
All right.
We got one. Yeah. Yep. So.
All right. Always get up to date on what's going on downtown, downtownrochestermn.com, and or just go downtown.
Yes.
It's always fun downtown.
It's a plethora of activity.
Yeah. Andrew, have a great day. We'll talk to you next month.
You too, Rich. Thank you very much.
Before.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.